This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
Congratulations to Chef Sean Brock on his James Beard Award nomination in the Outstanding Chef category. We were lucky enough to host Brock three times on Heritage Radio Network in the past 2 years. Brock's restaurant Husk in Charleston, South Carolina, takes a lot of inspiration from his youth.
I grew up in the coalfields of southwestern Virginia. It's a very interesting place to grow up, deep in the Appalachian Mountains. Extremely interesting way of life. A way of life that's extremely old-fashioned. Doing things, living off the land and growing your own food and preserving and hunting and fishing. And really almost kind of being out of touch with the normal world. Right. Appalachian heritage cooking is fascinating. It's extremely humble cuisine, but it's really fantastic and delicious. The food, it was extremely vegetable-based. And a lot of people think about, when they have this idea of Southern food, it's fried chicken, it's barbecue, it's all these things that are unhealthy. Well, I mean, we rarely ate meat as a kid. If we did, it was the result of a hunting trip or a fishing trip. It's a lot of vegetables. You live out of the garden, and then when the garden's not booming, you eat out of the basement. You have all these mason jars everywhere and these crocks of fermented foods. And so a standard meal would be several vegetables and cornbread and lots of pickles and preserves.
Husk is closely partnered with Anson Mills, a leader in the heirloom grain movement. It was a bowl of Hop and John that made Brock realize how crucial the quality of ingredients is for the best possible dish.
Well, that dish taught me the most important lesson of my career. And I say that because the first time that I had it, it was awful. It was absolutely inedible. It tasted of cardboard. And there was a reason for that. But at the time, I didn't know why. And once I found out why, then everything made sense. The world stopped. And the reason that that dish didn't taste good is this was the 90s, and nobody was growing Carolina gold rice. Nobody was growing African cowpeas. And those dishes were being replicated with, you know, Uncle Ben's rice and terrible products that have no flavor. And That's an enormous problem.
Brock took the lessons he learned in his grandmother's garden straight into the pantry of Husk. To stay true to Southern cooking, he's decided that every ingredient they use will be produced below the Mason-Dixon line. Shrinking the radius of ingredients forces his team to be more creative, more patient, and stick to the basics.
If you go to the pantry at McCrady's, it's a fascinating place. You look around and there's food from all over the world. There's balsamic vinegar, there's soy sauce, there's fish sauce, there's katsuobushi, there's kelp. There's all these things from all around the world that we have at our fingertips to help us make food delicious and unique. The one at Husk is very, very small. I mean, even think about vinegar, for example. Acid is very important to us in our cuisine. Well, obviously for pickling, but for seasoning, there aren't very many Southern vinegars out there that are available to chefs to purchase. And the ones that we found, we bought everything they had and then used it in like a week. So that forced me to learn how to make vinegar properly. And now we have a research kitchen that has 50 different vinegars working in it. So it's really pushed us to be better chefs. I mean, like, we make our own salt, you know, we'll grind our own flour. It really pushes us to do things the old-fashioned way. It takes away that convenience factor.
The James Beard finalists will be announced on March 24th. This is Eliza Lair for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.